Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and Talkspace, the leading virtual therapy provider, is encouraging people to talk it out in therapy. By talking or texting with a supportive, licensed therapist at Talkspace, you'll gain insights, discover truths, and experience breakthroughs that will improve how you live and how you feel. With Talkspace, just answer a few questions online, and you'll be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, whenever you feel most at ease. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members only pay a $25 copay or less. No insurance? No problem. If you want to make progress toward a mentally healthier place, Talkspace is here for you. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Welcome to Get Over It, the Consciousness Transforming Podcast for Exceptional 21st Century Living. Folks, we are going to be speaking today with Dr. Sharon E. Martin, and we're talking about her book, Maximize Your Healing Power, Shamanic Healing Techniques to Overcome Your Health Challenges. If you're a regular listener of mine, you know I've been through a few health challenges and still dealing with them. However, the techniques in her book truly help to heal. She has a wonderful way of presenting information. And if you follow the exercises, do them. She has a wonderful way of gently releasing what is bothering you, okay, whether it's pain or anxiety or whatever it is. So please listen to this show very carefully. Go out and get the book, or better yet, go to her website and look at her services that she offers, because this will help you tremendously. And she also has a podcast that we'll talk about in a little bit. Now, the information shared on Get Over It uses intuitive and pragmatic insight to help you shift your consciousness to break through the blocks and release energy that is no longer needed. Yes, we're going to help you let go of the BS that's been holding you back. But you guys know, I always ask, are you truly ready to? And by the way, folks, BS is belief system. A bit about me for my new listeners, intuitive since birth. I'm a third generation intuitive with over 3 decades of experience supporting people to break through the blocks along their path. I'm a strategist for personal and professional transformation, revealing cutting edge information that enables you to prosper and thrive. I spent 25 successful years in corporate America, I'll get that out, as an executive sales professional, and I'm the founder of Healing Visions Ministries and the Northern California Children's Education Network, a 501c3 nonprofit. I provide consultations and healings in all areas of life that heal the mind-body-spirit connection, allowing you to live your very best life. Now, my clients tell me that I keep it real while providing them with accurate information to assist them along their journey as a spirit living a human existence. But they also say, if you really don't want to know, don't ask Monique. My background includes a doctorate in metaphysics, Reiki master teacher, ordained minister, and clinical hypnotherapist. So whether you are stressed, depressed, or possessed, I can help. To find out more about me and my services, go to my website, that's MoniqueChapman.com, and I invite you to like me on Facebook and LinkedIn. Don't look for me on Twitter because I'm no longer there. My guest today, Dr. Sharon Merton, is a physiologist and internal medicine physician and former faculty at Emory University School of Medicine. She graduated from Johns Hopkins School of Medicine. She quickly learned that mainstream medicine did not always elicit deep, lasting health. Dr. Merton is, a certified graduate of the Healing the Light Body by the Four Winds Society. And she is the author of the book we're talking about today, Maximize Your Healing Power. And she has a podcast, a radio show, if you will, called Maximum Medicine. And it's aired on Transformation Talk Radio. And you can find out more about her by going to her website, and that's drsharonmartin.com. So drsharonmartin.com. Doc Martin.
How about that? That sounded like a lot. Holy moly.
Well, you've been busy, girl. You've been busy. And first of all, thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing this wonderful, wonderful book with me. You know, you have a very interesting story of how you kind of like fell into this on a Friday. So why don't you tell us, the audience, about that?
So I am a great student. So I went to college and then I thought I wanted to go to veterinary school, and I stumbled into graduate school and then stumbled into working here and then stumbled into medical school. Truthfully, it was stumbling all along. So There I am, finally a physician in rural South Central Pennsylvania, in a very busy office that I had set up. I opened a solo practice, slogging along. And Friday night, all I want to do is go home. I've had enough. The week has been long. And the doors are closed. But at 5 o'clock, my receptionist comes back and tells me there's a young man in the waiting room who just walked in off the street. And needless to say, my thoughts were not exactly charitable. Holy moly, what am I going to do now? What's going on at this time of night? Turned out it was in the psychiatric realm. So then my brain is, oh no, do I have to involuntarily commit him? If I do, I have to call the state police to cart him off, all of these thoughts. So in comes this young man who really is a doll. I mean, when I reflected on this years later, he was so filled with light. Now, I didn't know anything about light at that time. I wasn't into metaphysical or anything. And he sat down and he told me that he had dreams where he saw things, and that he had dreams about what was going to happen to people, his mother's friends, his neighbors. He would be out on the street in the daytime and he would see things about to happen. And so I'm prodding him because I'm thinking to myself, are you schizophrenic? Are you hallucinating? All these medical things. And I got his girlfriend to come in to confirm that what he was seeing were predictive dreams, and that this young man, now I know a little bit, I mean, I understood psychics, I understood spirits on the other side, the afterlife. I knew that was true for me even before this. And his girlfriend confirmed that he had this unbelievably predictive and intuitive ability. And so I sat there and I thought, mainstream medicine will not help this young man. It will hurt him. It will give him a label that he doesn't deserve. It doesn't understand his talents. It doesn't understand how he operates in the world. And all they'll do is give him sedatives and antipsychotics, which is not healing. And I knew that deeply, that it would not be healing. And I said to him, and this was the moment of, for me, the guiding moment for the next 20 years of my life. I said to him, you are not crazy. And he almost fell off the chair. He was so relieved. He was almost sobbing with the relief because he was so anxious about this. I said, you have gifts that most people don't understand. And I said, but what you have to do is be in charge of them. You have to have the control to open and let it in, these insights in when you want them, not while you're sleeping. You have to be able to shut it off, your choice. And he left there feeling phenomenal. And I left there with this knowing that mainstream medicine does not have all the answers. And shortly after, I was reading a book that I was drawn to by Alberto Villoldo called Shaman, Healer, and Sage. Uh-huh. And I saw Alberto's face and had this zing of knowing that I needed to study with him. And I started studying Peruvian shamanism, which is all about healing the light body, the energy body. Uh-huh. And from there, just an exploration of metaphysical. And it opened my eyes to what is so lacking in mainstream medicine. To see the person's soul journey, to see the energy field and how it's affected, to see the imprints from past lives, putting a heaviness in someone's path. And it just started me searching for bringing in more, what I call to find maximum medicine. And So that's what this book is all about, is for people to take back the power to help heal themselves. You know, get mainstream medicine's approach, get any other healing provider, caregiver's approach, but bring it all together, because there's real power when we bring back the indigenous ways of doing things. And one of the key things that the indigenous knew, and I can say probably in every culture that I can stop and think about, is we are interdependent with every other species on this planet, with trees, with nature, with the galaxy. And if humans cannot get that knowing back again and start operating from that position, we're going to keep going down the tubes. So for me, when I studied shamanism, it was so clear that everything had intelligence and value. And that interdependence meant that I could find resources and allies in the unseen world. And all of a sudden, I had incredible power available to me. It was wonderful.
Well, you know, it's interesting that people, they want that type of power that you're talking about, but they don't necessarily know how to go about it, or they go about it in a way that's overpowering, as if they feel they need to overpower someone else in order to have what they are searching for. And it's really quite sad that we're in that state, but hopefully with people tuning in, meditating, perhaps tuning in, working with your guides, that we can switch that energy around. So you went from working with this man to saying that, you know, allopathic medicine is just not enough, and you started the shamanism pathway. How is it that you were so able to make an adjustment like that when the majority that I have spoken to of allopathic doctors, they seem to be stuck just deep in science? They can't move another direction. What is it that you feel that you possessed that could allow you to open up, to expand?
So I think there's two things there. The first is, you're right, it took unbelievable courage. It took me probably, I'm going to say, 7 or 8 years to even start saying any of this stuff out loud. Mm-hmm. But the thing that I have found, I have always had metaphysical experiences, but I've got, if you go to a psychic and they tell you, having never met you, know your first name, that's all, and they tell you things about yourself, then, and that's happened over and over and over, then I have always said, since I was a teenager, there is a truth, a universal truth out there that people can tap into. And that gives me a knowing of the unseen world, or a belief in the unseen world. So having that spiritual and metaphysical perspective, I can't not include that, because it is so present for me. And I've trained now to bring it more present. But when you read way back when, the Seth book, when you read about energies, how spirit downloads messages to people, how do psychics know? How do tarot card readers read exactly what fits for you? That's, to me, that's not chance. That's not a bunch of hokum. That is real spiritual truth out there that you can tap into. So for me, it gives me such a richness in life that I don't know why anybody else wouldn't want that. I mean, science is limited in terms of its universal applications. Uh-huh. It's brilliant in terms of its microscopic drill down to the genetics, to the chemistry of cancer, but it is missing looking outward. And I think we need to blend that. We need to get that back together because we need a revolution in mainstream medicine.
Yeah, we do. And I think it's coming slowly but surely. Here in the West Coast, I'm a member of the HMO Kaiser, and they're finally recognizing Reiki. So that's, you know, that's good. They've recognized acupuncture for a while. So they're slowly but surely dragging their feet and getting there. But in the meantime, folks, it's important for us. And I think this is the key thing that Doc Martin has said is your power. You have the power to make decisions regarding your health, and it's important that you do so. Doc Martin, why is it so important to express gratitude as we're going through our healing process?
Starting out from the first simple, when you start to feel grateful for something, you start to feel good. It softens you. And it puts you in a, even if it's just for a moment, in a temporary space where everything is right with the world. When I think about it energetically, it moves you into your heart space. And in your heart space, that is one of the key focal points of your energy field. So when you're in gratitude, you're also, well, if we now look at it from a spiritual point of view, you are also acknowledging that you are interdependent with many other beings in the world. And so you get back in touch with that interconnected web. So that softening, that coming from the heart, that knowing, there's no superiority in gratitude. There's no top-down dynamic. There's no domination. This is a joining, a softening, a heart opening, a connectedness. Those energies in and of themselves then open you. They soften your field. They soften your hard thoughts. And then what happens in the way I feel about it is a lot of times that's the space where you can start to hear the whispers of spirit. And then you can start to be guided correctly.
Mm-hmm. I agree 100%, but tell us a little bit more about this. You know, the whispers of spirit is great, but you can also hear those whispers from like our ancestors and power animals and ascended masters and such, right? So tell Absolutely. Us more about that and how we can possibly connect with, say, an elemental or nature spirit or something.
So I love what shamanism taught me was the connection with the unseen world. And you can do that in any encounter you want to make. So let's say we take nature. I love have a little garden. I love working in it. I love in the spring digging in the soil. And to be there and open up to the energies, even if you don't call them a spirit, there are energies, there are vibratory frequencies floating all around, the way a marigold might interact, the way a tomato will really grow well in that particular soil. When you are open to those other frequencies, you are then able to sense messages from them, And those messages might just be in knowing. So you don't have to get a whole dialogue, but you can, and this is one of the key aspects of your healing process that I teach, you can sit in a sacred space, in a sacred moment of meditation, and have a dialogue with something. Have a dialogue with your knee that hurts. Have a dialogue with the wise healer that exists in your body, in your mind, body, spirit, in your field. Have a dialogue with the guardian angel that you feel is there with you all the time, and ask for advice on what to do next. And if you don't have a lot of questions that time, you come back another time and take the conversation further. When you are allowing those messages to come in, that information to come in, whether it comes because you see it, you hear it, you feel it, you sense it, you just get a knowing, whatever way you do, those moments open you to greater wisdom.
Well, it's time, folks, to open up to that wisdom. Now, Doc Martin, you talk about, as I do, beliefs. And my opinion is beliefs play a major role in one's life, regardless of what they're going through. Could you talk to us about beliefs and healing?
One of the things that I find the most frustrating for me in working with patients, and frustrating because I see the blocks that patients have put up around themselves. And those, I believe, come from limiting beliefs. And those beliefs can be as deep held as you were taught by your parents, as society around you. Because those beliefs, even if they seem like they have a good side to them, any belief is by its very nature limiting. Any belief means you don't believe something else. And I have seen patients who have built a cage around themselves with these ideas that I can't do this or I am that. There are patients, unfortunately, who get they get some sort of goodies out of having numerous diagnoses. Perhaps it feels like attention, perhaps it feels like they're special, but that leads them to hold on to a diagnosis and to think that they are only themselves because of or part of this diagnosis, and that it's very hard to see a future self without that diagnosis. So that's where I call it limiting. And if you want to walk down a path that is possible but not highly probable, then you have to shift your beliefs. You have to open to any possibility. And even if the best you can do is to suspend disbelief, don't say, no, I can't do that, or I'm always going to be this, or I always have back pain, I always have knee pain. Oh, I'm a such and such. Put any kind of diagnosis in there. Well, okay, you are until you're not. Do you want to not be? Let's look at the you that exists without that. So that is a very big step of booting out those limiting beliefs. And it's not easy. That takes courage to look.
It does for all of us. But in your book, I think you have a chapter on lose the story, lose the past. So it is possible by even changing or adjusting our thinking process. And what I mean by the thinking process is those thoughts that reoccur in our mind, not what we may be currently thinking at any given time. So if we can do that, does that help shift that energy?
Yes. And if you are really ready to look at how you have defined yourself and be ready to know that that is not the true you, and this is where metaphysical and spiritual practices come in, you know that you are more than your physical body, and put those beliefs aside and then see, you know, that's like opening the door to the birdcage.
Okay, so if we can set it aside, we can move further and fly.
Fly high. Yep, fly high.
Yes, which I absolutely love. Now, and the average person, the people that are listening to this podcast, I feel that they're above average in metaphysics because I don't do the woo-woo stuff, okay? I do serious work, and they follow that. How, if they haven't yet been able to experience, see, feel, or just know about their energy field, how do you suggest they go about that so they can actually believe that it's truly there for them?
In my book, I teach some basic exercises of sensing your energy field and visualizing, as the Peruvian shamans taught it to us. There is a tapestry, a multicolored light filament tapestry that is like a gauzy mosquito netting around you. And you can do a visualization and an experiential exercise where you sense that, and you can sense for broken areas, weak areas, and then continue to sense your repairing of them. So that and a couple of other exercises in my book are ways to upgrade your ability to sense it, or to start your ability if you've never sensed it before.
And folks, you can always fake it till you make it, okay? Use your imagination, because it's so important to use your imagination to tap into these areas, because it's been forced out of us forever by organized religion, and it's time, if you're open to it, to bringing them back. You teach a few rituals. Tell us about at least one of them for healing.
So I don't do this a lot because it is a bit involved, but I love doing a ritual that is sort of a variation on a ritual from the Andes called the despacho, D-E-S-P-A-C-H-O, ceremony. And a despacho means a dispatch or a message. And the intention of this ritual is to sit in sacred space and build a gift, an offering to spirit. And the despacho practice by the Andean shamans is quite involved, and it is a physical bundle that is made and then burned in the fire. But I think you can also get the same energetics from being out in nature and sitting down and with the pieces of twig and leaf and pine cone and woodland flower you find to create in front of you. It's like you're making a dinner plate of goodies for spirit. And spirit can be God, angels, ascended master, power animals are higher energies when you're taking them in that context. But you're placing objects down in moments of gratitude. And with each object you place down on this this plate in front of you, and you don't have to have a real plate. You're doing this perhaps on the dirt or the grass. Every time you're doing that, you're having a prayer or a wish or a comment to spirit. I really would like to shift this. And you're building a little gift. You're building a diorama. You're building your prayers in this little moment in space and time of beauty that you are saying, spirit, I am painting you this picture. I am building you this gorgeous offering here. Hear my prayers, hear my wishes, and you put it there with sitting there. And it could take 5 minutes, but you want to really spend some time and put your truest intentions and wishes into it. And then you bless it and you leave it for nature to take it and do. It's turning it over. You turn it over to spirit and allow the unfolding to happen. Those moments of being in that sacred space in communion with higher beings than yourself are really precious and very powerful.
Yes, they are, if you can just allow yourself to go there. Baumgarten, what do you see as the future of medicine?
We have to wake up and start bringing back the mystical and the ways our indigenous operated. There is so much power in recognizing our interdependence, and especially in the field of consciousness, because we can tap into that universal information field, and we need to bring those kinds of things into mainstream medicine and truly have a mind-body-spirit continuum. We don't have that right now. So while we're making incredible strides in the actual biology of things, I would love us to now make strides in the mystical and the unseen world and bring that in. I mean, how many cultures for literally thousands of years have done healing and medicine in the absence of prescriptions and x-rays?
Exactly.
And people stayed alive and tribes stayed together and miraculous healings occurred. There's power mm-hmm. there. We need to bring that in and use and combine it.
Yes, we do. And proof that, you know, all of that happened is that we're here. Okay.
Yeah.
We have survived, you know, our lineage has survived to this present day. So it can be done. Now, when we go to your website, drsharonmartin.com, so drmartin.com, but dr, don't spell out doctor. What are we going to find there?
So you'll sort of see more about me. You will see a link to purchasing my book, Maximize Your Healing Power. And on the book, the page about the book, you will find a place that if you buy your book on Amazon, bring the order number back, put it in, and you'll get a link to download all these freebies, which are so cool and so fun. And you'll get to see some of the archived radio shows I've done called Maximum Medicine and Sacred Magic. And anyway, you'll learn about me.
Okay. And are you currently working with folks right now?
Yes is the long answer. The short answer is right now I'm doing all this book launch and book signings. And so it's going to be a couple of months before I have spaces opened up. But I am getting my website open to have places where people, hours and times people can schedule. So again, you can email me through my website, and then I can keep everybody posted when the schedule opens up.
Okay, great. Now, could you give us a pearl of wisdom? We've had so much wonderful time together today. Can you give us a pearl of wisdom before you go?
So what I deeply believe in and what the purpose of my book and really about my work as a physician and an alternative healer is, we as humans have so much power. We need to tap into it. We need to take it back. We need to use it. And when we do, and this is my bigger goal, beyond your personal healing, which I love to have that happen, but when you are healing on a personal level, then you bring your light into the world more strongly. And we need to shift the trajectory that humanity is on right now. And I believe the more people can open up to their deeper, truer, healed nature, the more we get that energy coming in and creative ideas and ability to shift where the world is going.
Well, thank you. That is profound. And thank you for sharing that with us. And Dr. Sharon Martin, thank you for being with us today as we collectively get over it and move on with our path. I really appreciate your time and attention today.
Thank you, Monique. I loved talking with you. It was nice to be here.
I enjoyed you too. And everyone, please remember that the most important choice that you can make is what you choose to make important. Consider making the masterful choice of maximizing your healing power. But the blessings lighten up the all. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.